You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, what can we expect from salary increases in the coming year? According to Dr. Mark Bewson, Master Rewards Specialist and Executive Committee Member of the South African Rewards Association, South Africans can look forward to an average salary increase of around 6% next year. But what does this really mean in terms of keeping up with inflation and improving quality of life? He joins me on the program now. Dr. Bewson, first of all, 6% is the projection, but with inflation currently at around 4.4%, does this really provide a meaningful increase for employees who are dealing with rising living costs?
From a technical point of view, we can say that a few percent above inflation is good. From a real point of view, in other words, the person who is getting that interview, they think inflation is 10, 20%, so they don't think it's a good interview. So I guess it depends what lens you're on. I'm with the people on this one. I think that inflation is higher than that, or the CPI is higher than that, and folk are getting systematically poorer.
And Mark, you talk about this concept called in-work poverty, which many workers still live in. So I guess the question is how far these increases go in addressing the gap between a minimum wage and what you've also termed a true living wage.
I think it goes some way because it's more than inflation, but not enough. And if you take the minimum wage, I understand the tightrope that we walk in. The tightrope is jobs, and we want to keep jobs. So I want to put in the caveat that jobs is more important than a minimum or a living wage in my view. But for those that can, we need to move towards the living wage, which is more like 12,500 rand per month for an average worker in an average geography in South Africa. So we do need to move quicker towards that living wage. It gives dignity, and 1 or 2% above inflation, it's moving in the right direction. So directional information is fine, but the reality is it's too little.
The point is absolutely taken, Mark, but you'll also agree with me that salary increases are always influenced by a variety of factors. So the challenge for any employer is to balance competing pressures while ensuring business sustainability. I would suggest to you that is becoming more and more difficult.
It is, Jeremy, and that's why we pay our CEOs so well. They need to manage this, and they need to make sure that they get the balance right. And it depends what lens you're on. The shareholder wants more and more and more from the poor companies and the poor CEOs managing them and leading them. And the workers want it. So it is exactly right. The ham in the sandwich. And it is about balance, but they get paid very well and very fairly in my view. So they should try and make it happen.
You also point out that your data shows a lower increase for executives and chief executive officers compared to unionized and general staff. What do you think the philosophy, Mark, is behind that? Are we seeing now a deliberate shift to address income inequality, or simply a reflection of existing market trends?
I think it's a very, very deliberate shift to narrowing the wage gap. So if you're narrowing it by 1 or 2% like that, it's not enough. The gap between the lowest paid and the highest paid needs to be significantly more than that, but it's very deliberate, and it has been like that for a few years. So directionally, again, we're moving in the right direction.
Mark, the role of salary increases, though, within the broader context of a total reward program is also critical. And this is the world that you work in. It's not just about the salary. It's as much about the comprehensive package beyond just the salary hike. What changes, trends, moves are you witnessing in that direction?
The single biggest one is this move towards more flexible work, more time out, and wellness. So the best example I can come up with is in China. Very recently, someone won the lottery of 1 year's paid leave. It's radical things like that that I think we need to start thinking about. And if I had a magic wand, I would put wellness management in the CEO's KPAs and KPIs to the tune of 10 or 15%. So it's okay getting profits, but not at the expense of wellness. So wellness is a big benefit. And again, a massive trend in the United States is that people would move companies because of a better medical aid. In our country, we would never do that. There'd have to be quite a lot more money. But people in America with cash neutral fixed pay would move because of better benefits in terms of medical aid. So the medical aid costs and the medical aid expenses are rising disproportionately quicker to our pay increases. And most people are paying a lot more attention to that now.
Mark, I love this idea of winning the year's paid leave, but it's a difficult one because of talent shortage. And we do have a skill shortage in this country. So it's also important, you'll tell me, for companies to align salary increases with talent retention, particularly for key roles and critical skills. Again, that's another conundrum that business leaders have to face.
Indeed. So there are several structural ways that we can fix it. One is our hiring practices. Sometimes the recruitment bar is just too high, and someone who's 80% there should be given a shot, and I think there's more than enough skills in our country to do that. So that's the first change I'd love to see. The second one is from the government side. Home affairs, make it a lot easier to bring folk in when we need the skills. I know we're short of anaesthetist, so instead of getting an national anaesthetist, we'd rather have a hospital with no anaesthetist, which it's incomprehensible to me as to why one would do that. So there are some really, really easy fixes beyond just the pay. To retain top talent, it's mostly about inspirational leadership. And if I had R1 million, I'd spend 3/4 of it on inspirational leadership and 1/4 of it fixing the pay.
I'm going to leave it there, and thank you very much indeed. A lot of food for thought, Dr. Mark Buesen. Appreciate your time today.